But during Jewish history, the Jews had come to the desert. It was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first of the month of Sivan, that they came to the desert of Sin. That's where we're going to have Sinai. And that's where they actually met up with these clouds called Anane Kavod. And on the second day, early in the morning, so we're holding the second day of the month of Sivan. So then Moshe goes up to the mountain and comes back down and tells the nation. And then early on Tuesday, on the third of Sivan, he goes up to the mountain and says to Hashem, the people have agreed, they want to accept your commandments. And then Hashem tells him, go back and tell them to prepare themselves for the third day, which will be the sixth of Sivan, when I'm going to give them the Torah. That was actually on a Shabbos. And they heard a shofar blowing, and in the mist, Moshe approached the fog, the mist, and he accepted the Ten Commandments. And the nation heard the first two commandments, right? Anochi and Lo Yielecha. And then the elders gathered and told Moshe, we can't hear all the commandments, 613 mitzvot directly from Hashem. We can't handle that. We want you to tell them over to us. So the nation stood at a distance at the bottom of the mountain, and Moshe approached the mist, the fog, and Hashem said to them, you saw, I spoke to you from the heavens, and now you have a responsibility not to create any figurines because I didn't show you any picture. And then they had all the commandments of Parshat Mishpatim. And Hashem warned them, he's sending an angel to guide them into the land of Israel. They have to be respectful of him. And Hashem tells Moshe, come up the mountain. And Moshe goes up, the Kohanim, the 70 elders accompany him part of the way. And he comes back down the mountain and he tells him the Ten Commandments. And they say, whatever Hashem says, we're prepared to do. And Moshe writes down a covenant, a written covenant. All of this was on the sixth day of Sivan when we received the Torah. Our tradition is that the daylight hours of that day when we received the Torah extended. It was a 36-hour day. So here we have the second time in Jewish history, that there was a 36-hour day. Now, we also have a tradition that in this desert of Sin, next to Mount Sinai, there was a city called Tuntichi. And the city of Tuntichi is on a mountaintop opposite Mount Sinai. And there's a stream that flows from Mount Sinai to the city of Tuntichi. The way up Mount Sinai would take a day's journey up Mount Sinai. Now, it seems they had a tradition where Mount Sinai was because Rav Seadia Gaon, Rav Hai Gaon were both buried there by Mount Sinai. At the feet of the cave was, at the feet of the mountain was the cave of Elio. Elijah, the prophet, goes into a cave, right, and he sees the vision. And we have a tradition that there's a little mountain next to Mount Sinai, and that's the place where Moshe broke the tablets. And to the east of Mount Sinai is a mountain called Har HaEmori. So it's very interesting that we have this accurate tradition of where Mount Sinai was, and up until 2,000 years ago, they knew where it was. The Gaonim were less than 2,000. The Gaonim were 1,000 years ago, meaning a little over 1,000 years ago, they still knew where Mount Sinai was. Okay? The Torah was given in the middle of the day, and 9 hours into the day, they went back to their tents, and they had man prepared for 2 days. And then on the seventh of Sivan, Moshe set up the altar under the mountain, and that's where we made the covenant. That's where we learned the laws of Giyur from. The way they made the covenant with Hashem at Mount Sinai, that is actually the source for the laws of Giyur. They all immersed, they all circumcised, there was blood, they brought a sacrifice. There's a big question in Halacha, How come you could have Gerim today without a temple? You cannot bring the sacrifice, but that's how we rule. You could have Gerim even though you don't have the sacrifice. Moshe already wrote the first Sefer Torah on that day when he came down from Mount Sinai. And they had had a night to think over the commandments, and the next morning they reiterated and said, "Now seven ishma." And that's when Moshe sprinkled upon them the blood from the sacrifice. And he said, okay, this blood represents our covenant with Hashem. And then he went up the mountain for 40 days. He comes down the mountain, who knows on what day that was, that he came down the mountain, and they were all doing the golden calf. That was the 17th of Tammuz, correct. We have a fast day then. Okay, so that's a quick overview of what happened on Shavuot.